It is our Halloween spooktacular here at New FM, and we are talking to all kinds of cool people who, well, this is like their Christmas, I think.
Definitely.
And two people that would definitely fall in that category is Renata and Anne from Ozparatech and Newcastle Ghost Tours. How are you?
We are fantastic. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And tell us, is it more spooky than usual at this time of year? What's going on in Newcastle?
Oh, well, you know, Newcastle's creepy and spooky at the best of times. Halloween is, yes, it is the spookiest time of the year, and it is our Christmas.
And we're going to Maitland Jail tonight to go ghost hunting, so it can't get better than that. That's correct.
So, Anne, you were involved in the Ozparatech side of things, which supply equipment to go and find ghosts, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So how do we find ghosts?
Well, the things that I have are basically environmental sensors that will detect changes in the environment around you. So you've got EMF meters that will pick up on electromagnetic fields, which they think ghosts are made up of, or they disturb that field. We've got devices that the ghosts can talk through. Right. And we use them all during our tours. We do.
Oh, that seems very spooky. Now, while you guys are crazy enough to go hunting for these ghosts, I'm trying to stay as far away as possible. So can you maybe enlighten us on some of the hot spots in Newcastle that you should either, I guess, attend or stay far away from, depending on how you feel about ghosts?
I would always direct people up to the oldest part of town, which is the east end of Newcastle. So places where the older buildings used to stand, the old convict lumberyard there at Fort Scratchley, around that area, around the beach area, all of Watts Street and King Edward Park, all of those older areas of the city are super spooky.
And of course, Maitland Jail is just ridiculously scary.
Oh, absolutely.
Maitland
Jail is the hub of all.
And we've got our own haunted house, Miss Porter's.
Yes, we do. Miss Porter's house in Newcastle West.
Right.
Just across the road from Macca's.
Okay.
Oh, giving it a wide berth. Normally I'm a Macca's man.
I'm just telling you where it is.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, one final question, ladies. Is there a friendly ghost in Newcastle? Do we have our own Casper?
I think we all have our own friendly ghost, and some people will recall them or call them their spirit guides, mm-hmm, or their high intuition.
Yeah, their angels.
Their angels.
Yeah.
And they're there to guide you and help you, and that's an inner voice in your head that tells you, no, don't eat that extra piece of cake because it's not good for you.
All right, ladies, you have a wonderful Halloween. Have a great night tonight at Maitland Jail.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Woo.